Yeah, hold on. That bad. Ooh. Ooh. She shampoos my locks every morning. She shampoos my cocks.
Yeah, we're live. Yeah, Damon, you should really care about the listeners, man. I don't know why you're always saying that it's all right to be late. Damon, you should really care more. You should care more about the listeners. Anyway, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat. Where's Femi? Femi's coming.
Where is Femi?
I hope you guys are blessed. Apologies for the late start today. That's Damon's fault, but we are here. Anyway, how is everyone?
Yeah, I'm nice, man. I just finished a little exercise. I'm beat up.
What was you doing?
Oh, shit, you can hear that.
What was you doing?
I did a little, I went on a cycle. I had a coffee, then I went on a cycle. So I did a little quick cycle around the ends, and then I stopped. I just finished my Pilates class.
Pilates?
You know, we're middle class. Yeah, I'm tired.
What is Pilates? Should I know that?
Nah, don't worry about it, man.
Tell me, show me. Show us some don't Pilates. Is that like yoga?
Yeah, that's it.
It's not, is it?
That's it. That's what it is. It's yoga. No, it is.
Okay. What's going on, David?
So what I did chat, is I changed up my feng shui.
Hey, is your chat not working?
Is it not working?
They said it was working. They said it was working when you logged up last week.
That's so weird, isn't it? When I logged off.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not working.
Hey, how's Agusi Radio, man? It's doing.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not Agusi Radio.
You're loving it, yeah?
It's fine.
What is it? What is it?
All right, Ace.
Accra.
What?
Accra FM.
Ace.
Yeah.
Log off, yeah? And then log back on. Because last week you logged off and we were still there.
But I'm gonna have to make you the host. Hold him.
No, don't worry.
Don't make me the host. Cause I don't know what I'm doing.
No, just wait.
Hey, don't do that.
Why?
Oh yeah, there you go. Damon's the host.
All right, you log off now. What happens? Have I got a press button to let you in?
Yeah.
Will it come up on my phone?
I've got no idea how to get him back in.
Say it again.
If you go to more.
Yeah.
Yo.
No, it's not in there. Meeting settings. Oh, there you are. How'd you let him in?
I didn't do anything.
Why is my face froze like that?
So, Ace, what's happening with the chat? Is the chat open?
Bro, what?
Bro. Chat's still not working.
Well.
So, if anybody knows how to help us run this YouTube thing, we'd appreciate it.
How are they going to tell us, Ace?
Bruv, why is my face froze like that?
How are they going to tell us, Ace?
This is a whole mess. Hold on.
Wait, why is my face froze like that?
Lee, fix your Wi-Fi.
Oh, my Ace. Why is my face froze like that?
Lee, stop saying that.
Ace, why are you busting up? You're on purpose. Why is my face closed like that?
What is wrong with you? Because that's what your face looks like, rude boy.
All right.
No, but why is it front? Right, thank you.
Lee, stop saying that. Right, Ace, let's just crack on because.
Hold on.
No, still not working.
I don't know. Anyway, how are you guys? Have we done this already?
You're not mugging me.
No, but good. Lee, do you know
you're not my face like that?
Lee, you know you're not frozen.
Oh, isn't it? So why is it frozen on my screen then?
Fix your Wi-Fi. Oh, this is a shambles today. This is an absolute shambles.
I don't know why the chat's not working, man. I'm so sorry, guys. Hold on. Yeah, no, the chat's working, man. Is it not working?
Is it not working? I love it.
Can you see people chatting?
Yes. Yes, it's working.
Okay.
Right, we are working. All right, what's going on, Ola? Salute to Ola.
Big up Ola inside.
And Narissa and Cubes and everyone else. All right, we're back. We are back. Yeah. Okay. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat. We're waiting on Femi. It's 27 minutes past 9 o'clock, which means we're 27 minutes late, but it is what it is. Hope everybody's blessed. Boris has given us the roadmap to freedom, rude boy. 21st of June is on the way. I have got 6 months to get the R&B six pack popping. Sorry, I'm excited. Are you ready? 21st of June,
my bro.
Oh man, 21st of June, you know.
Is it really gonna happen though?
I think so. I think it could happen earlier.
It's going to happen, yeah? So I think back to normal, yeah, completely. Everything's running.
No, just better than it is now. Not back to normal, just better.
Mm.
I feel like this summer, we'll be outdoor raving 100%. Maybe not inside, but I feel like we'll be parks, maybe like limited festivals, picnics, cookouts. That is happening this summer without a shadow of a doubt. I could feel it.
Gonna be like? You know what it's going to be like? Do you remember last year's summer where people did adhere to the lockdown rules and all of the parks were jammed? Yeah. It's just going to be that, but we're going to be allowed to do it. That's all that. Do you know what I mean? Which is going to be fun. That's going to be amazing because right now it's dead. Like, gassed, fully gassed. I can't wait. I can't wait to just be around other people that I don't know, having a beverage.
I agree.
So whether it's an outdoor, whether it's rooftop, whether it's pub gardens, whether it's, you know, al fresco dining, you know what I can't wait for as well? I can't wait for somebody else to cook my dinner. And when, like, I mean, just being somewhere and choosing from a menu, like, yeah, I want that. Yeah, you want to share that with me? All right, yeah, can I get two of them? Yeah, can I get one of them? Like, bruv, I just want that experience again. Like,
cinema, theatre, clubs, restaurants, bars, barbershop. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm ready. When did the hairdressers start opening?
I don't know about you guys, but the way to do all these things. Because you, like me, must be.
Fam, we can't hear anything you're saying.
Ace.
You can't hear what I'm saying?
No, bruv. Ace. Barbershop's opening 12th of April.
Sick.
Yeah. You see, do you know when I found out that they announced this? My phone started popping.
Bookings.
Popping off. Like, there's people that I probably cut maybe twice a year. Can I get the first appointment on the 12th of April? I'm like, you don't even deserve that, bro. You're not that kind of customer, but, you know, is what it is. Beggars can't be choosers right now.
Fam, you know? I would love to show you what's under this hood. Whoa, pause.
What?
Pause.
Let me see then.
It's mad. Nice, all mad. Like, nice. I can't. It's all mad. Yeah, I'm struggling. It's not good.
It's exciting times. Exciting times. But what's funny, yeah, I saw a meme the other day, and I don't know why it took. How long has Boris Johnson been in power for?
The power, you know.
3 years, I would say. 2-3 years. 3 years.
I don't know why it took this long, yeah, but somebody posted up a picture And under it, they said, no one can tell me that my dreads are inappropriate for any work environment ever again. Yeah.
The man's nasty, innit?
But you remember when they kind of schools started implementing or started enforcing, you know, black children could only have a haircut above a certain height, and you know, a couple of school children were sent home because of their dreads and all that. And this man's got the audacity to be up and down on TV looking like that. It's a disrespect.
Can I be a pessimist quickly?
Go on.
We needed this little piece of good news in it. Like I feel like this week especially people have been finding it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this was just something that has given us a little crumb just to keep us happier?
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing this for the last 12 months.
All right, so do you think if that's what they're doing, then maybe the 21st of June is actually not gonna happen ever.
No, it will happen. Man said ever. No, it is gonna happen, but this is the thing. I remember I said this last week. Yeah. They tell us something, yeah. They tell us a new equation, but we're still at number five. Yeah, we're still at number five. Because the reality is, you know, things are not gonna be back to normal until probably October, November, fully. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, it's got everyone happy and it's, you know, got everybody uplifted and you know, we're all talking positively and we're talking about what's the first place you're gonna go, what restaurant, you know, are restaurants taking bookings? Hey, so you know, you're going to set up a little club night for like the 19th of June or whatever it is. So people are getting gassed. People are all planning their outfits for the 19th of June. Yeah.
Me first.
So it's good. It's good. I think it's going to happen. I want to really be that pessimistic. Let's be hopeful, innit? You know, and the thing is, if everybody continues to do what they've been doing for the last, say, 5-6 months, then we should reach the 19th of June and everybody's going to be out and about and, you know, looking super sexy.
I just let everybody know it's the 21st of June. I don't know why Defit Damon keeps saying the 19th. don't go out 2 days early. Don't do that. Wait.
The 21st of, well, you listen, you know me. I was going to say something.
Damon's not here for the precise information. Damon only comes for the estimations.
Estimations.
That's me. You know
estimations.
Me,
Damon come you like, you know, me. Like when your mom's like, that's what I meant.
That's me.
When mom's wrong, and he's just like, yeah, but you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Something like that.
Well, go on for me.
Yeah, man. How you guys doing, man?
Yeah, right, good.
Have we lost Lee?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
That's funny. You know,
that Wi-Fi, brother.
I was at an online funeral today, innit?
Oh, man.
And you know what's mad about it? I could see this being the future.
Well, you think that's what we're going to have to do going forward?
I could just see it being a part of like a funeral service now, because obviously it was in Ghana. And you got to see everything. It was shot on like a couple cameras, and they streamed the whole service. You see the coffin, you know, and it took you on that journey. Like it was a couple hours long, as it like how you'd be at a normal funeral, obviously because you're there, innit? But I could actually see, like, imagine like someone was old and they weren't able to attend. I think people might just stream funerals as well as the attendees. You know, you get what I mean?
Mm.
It's crazy how far we've come along, and like just to see it, because when you first think of it, you think, oh, when I logged in, I thought, how's this going to look? But you literally, I actually felt I was there, innit? You know what I mean? I put it to the TV. I had all my friends on WhatsApp call. So we felt like we were all there. Do you know what I mean?
That's the future, man. It's crazy, man. Like not having to be places, but being places. Do you know what I mean?
But being there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine it being like that in a rave soon. They'll probably stream raves as well soon. Do you get what I'm saying? And if you can't attend, you could watch it.
It's not
going to be the same, for real.
It's not the same. I tried, you know, like in the first lockdown when everyone was doing like the little parties online and that. I tried Aces ones a couple times. There were vibes, but after a while, you're like, rah, I'm just by myself. Like, yeah. It's like, I'm trying to dance by myself. This now feels like a workout.
They call it gym sesh.
Yeah, it feels like a little Zumba or like whatever them classes are called. It feels like I'm doing it in my living room.
That's hilarious.
Whereas like if you're with people, there's a vibe. You're vibing, you're chatting, you're taking a break from dancing. It's just a different setting.
We want to say get well soon to Tiger Woods. Does anyone got any information on that?
It's breaking news, no?
I'm hearing that there was no other vehicles involved. And that they had to cut him out of the wreckage. So I think like possibly two broken legs. So I don't know. It's not sounding good.
Lee, you watch the doc, innit?
Yeah, I watch it, man.
What do you think?
Boy, I'm blaming Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, man. Them man were wild.
Why are you blaming him?
Do you know why? Because I think what it was is I don't think he knew his potential until he was with them, man. Yeah. So it's like, you know, like you've been covered away all your life, like you've just been focused in certain, yeah. Like everywhere you've been, you've been focused. Obviously, you've had everyone's obviously bred in you all the time, but you've never been in an environment where, you know, you're out and you meet like Jordan and Charles, they're killing it every weekend. They're flying to Vegas and back to Chicago. Do you get what I'm saying? They're just flexing. So when you put them in the rave, they're obviously straight away. You've got to have Tiger on your team. If you're out in the field, you've got Tiger on your team. And they must have said to Tiger, you know, you don't really have to say much, right? And he's like, what? And then man says, you know, you don't have to say much. Just tell them your name. They know your name anyway, but just say, I'm Tiger Woods. And just see where it goes from there.
Because he didn't really know how to chat to Gyal.
He didn't know how to chat to them.
So he goes to Michael Jordan like, I don't know what to say. Like, what do I say to them? And Michael Jordan's like, just tell them what your name is. Just tell them who you are.
Yeah.
That's how MJ was just like, just tell them who you are. Just tell them your name. Don't know who you are. It's fine.
Imagine the first time you did it and how it must have blown up for him. He started going raving by himself. That is when you know it's game on. When you're raving on your J's.
He weren't even picking up girls from the clubs though. He's picking up girls from the like local Starbucks, picking up girls from like them are not going to get the girls from VIP, yeah. He's just like, right, that girl in the Starbucks that is serving me coffees, all right. Yeah, let me just grab that one and grab this one from over here. And
you know he was chatting up cleaners. You know what I'm saying? He was looking for a different type of love.
You're not being serious.
They weren't all the girls were not like they weren't like upper class girls. Some of them
bottle girls.
Nah, some of them was like, one was like she worked at a restaurant. She said she was in love with him, innit? The one that worked in a restaurant, Lee. Yeah, she's just like she's like, yeah, he comes in this restaurant every day. Just picked her up, took her out.
Do you know how mad it was, yeah? Like, because obviously I'm going to tell you what, because it's been out for a while, if you ain't seen it, it's your business, yeah? He had 11 girlfriends, yeah? Imagine this, 11 girls that thought that they were the one sighting.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, like, they was happy to be the one sighting. Then they went to court and they found out there was another 10 more women in the same position of them. They couldn't believe it. So he must have, how would you hide in your phone? I don't understand. That must have been drama.
Yeah, you won't have a phone.
But how are they contacting him? How was he entertaining 11 women?
He probably hit them up, put his phone on silent when he met them. Remember, like, obviously the way, it's almost like, almost predatory. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's using his fame, he's manipulating his fame. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
It's almost like Tiger didn't realize, because he was using his phone. He was using his normal everyday phone. He was calling they had the voice notes, the voicemails where he was just like, hi, this is Tiger. If she calls you, like, remember to say how you were. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just didn't know what he was doing.
Did you see what one of the investigators did? Like, one of the reporters from the, is it Inquirer?
Yeah.
They put him into a car park and then picked up the used condom.
Yeah. And the tampon.
Threw out the window.
Yeah.
And the tampon.
Yeah.
They picked these things up and they put it and they used this.
Yeah.
What?
Like,
say that again. Explain it.
All right. So basically, they were following him because he was Tiger Woods' biggest golfer in the world. So they were following him around. They caught him and that girl, the girl who was he picked up from the restaurant, in the car park having sex. And they picked up the used, her used tampon and his used condom. and they used that to get him. They didn't even flames him with that. They used that to get him on the front cover of their magazine.
Yeah.
They're like, look, we got this. If you don't, because he was the biggest star at the time. And you, if he's on the front page of your magazine, you're going to sell copies. They're like, look, we know that you're doing this thing, but if you like, we've got this evidence. If you can do the front page of our magazine, then we won't flames you.
Ace, you know what I thought when I saw that scene? Yeah, this is so nasty. So certain people, you might not even listen to what I'm saying. All I was thinking is the man was so hungry. She said she was on her reds.
And he still did it.
And he said, no, just what stage you at? She said, I'm spotting. He's like, Rago, let me see it. Take it out. He said, take it out. In the whip, he rolled down the seat and he watched it. Imagine she had jeans on. She had to take the jeans all the way down to the ankles.
Because I was thinking the same. I'm like, why has she got a tampon? Like, if they just
grab the string.
Yeah, yeah.
And pull it out. I bet you asked to pull it out. Let me pull it out. D, he asked to pull out the string. Oh, the man's nasty, man.
One last thing about this Tiger Woods documentary, if you guys have opportunity to go see it, is I probably knew this before, but just how racist golf is. So Tiger Woods has obviously cheated on his wife and like he's kind of embarrassed himself. But like, imagine like the head of the chairman of the FA coming out and making a statement if that was Raheem Sterling and being like, yeah, you've let down the sport of football, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we have to just look at you. Like, he's basically berating him in front of the world, came out and made a speech berating Tiger Woods about what he's done in his private life, which has got nothing to do with the sport.
Yeah.
How dare you come out and try? And they said he would have never done that to Nick Faldo or any of them other.
No way.
You would have never have done that. But because it's Tiger Woods, you want to come out and embarrass man and give him that big speech. Yeah, it was mad racist. It was bare racism.
Also, I noticed that, you got to look at the history of what happened as well, why he was like that, how he turned into that. He's going golf as a kid with his dad and his dad's friends. Yeah. And these men are just drawing things. His dad and his uncle and his dad's best mate, they openly came, remember the best mate came out and said, listen, we were at the golf club, we were buying drinks, we were linking things. Imagine they're walking past Tiger every time he had a shot, they were nudging him. It was like banter, but with your kids, you know, like when you parading your kid and round it. And Tiger was probably like looking, but not looking. You know, the ones there, you know, when adults have a big conversation, you're listening, but you pretend you're not listening. He must have been starving watching his dad grab up next morning bum cheeks and that. He must have thought, watch, I'm gonna have my day. When this cub turns into a tiger, it's gonna be a wrap. When Simba turns into Mufasa, it's going down, and that's what happened.
That is exactly what happened. It was a good doc, though. Yeah, I need to see you've seen the Britney one that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, I watched the Britney one.
What's that saying?
That's mad as well. Her dad taking a piss.
Serious.
And the thing is with Britney is the situation with Britney is that generally she's actually a lovely person. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Is she unhinged though? Like, do you think she shouldn't be in control of her money?
No, I think she should. You're an adult. Of course, she should be.
Yeah, no, but if you're not mentally like in a position, but that's to look after your money.
But that's what her dad's saying, isn't it? Mm. But her dad's saying that because she comes from a church background, isn't it? And that, you know, obviously she started getting sexy, and obviously Justin Timberlake, he has a little bit. I think he has a little bit to blame because he turned out and said that
he's being a server.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He said he was beating it, and whether he should, as a man, bruv, come on, man, you don't check that. You let it come from her. You don't. Yeah. And from there, I think it just went downhill.
Yeah, but Lee,
in an interview, innit?
Lee, the thing is, yeah, you see, like, the media, them times there, yeah, was lawless. So, and look, I'm not defending Justin Timberlake because wrong is wrong, but he was a youth at the same time. Now,
yeah, of course.
From what I know, yeah, these people, I think she had an interview, and in the interviewer just said to her, are you a virgin? Like,
yeah, but that's the thing. Her whole brand was, I'm America's sweetheart virgin.
Yeah.
So if you know that's my brand, yeah, don't go in the interview and say that we beat. Like, you know that. That's what I'm selling records off the back of. Like, whether or not me and you are beefing or not, that's my thing, innit? Like, don't do that. That's how that's it.
No,
do you know how he killed her, D? He killed her. He done a music video, Cry Me a River.
Yeah.
And he basically said that she was just going on grimy by his back. the girl looked like Britney in the video.
We know what that was about. We know what that was about. But I think, look, as I said, I'm not defending my man one bit, absolutely one bit. But I think the things that she was subjected to from the media is wild. Like, can you, like, the interviews that they was doing, I swear they'd done something where they was on the road. I think it was, what was that MTV program? Something live. Is it TRL?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they was live on the road. And they were just asking just passers by, like, yeah, what do you think of Britney Spears? And some people are like, oh, I think she's ugly. I think she did. I think she's got a big nose, bloody, bloody, blah. And she's there live in the studio listening to this. Bro, do you know how heartbreaking that is? And they're just looking at her like, oh, what do you think? Like, bro, the media finished her. Yeah, everybody who played a part in her mental breakdown, even when she had her mental issues, when she was cutting off her hair and all that, bro, the way the whole world was going on, like, I don't even think I remember anyone publicly coming out and saying, hold on, wait, we need to slow down, there's a problem here. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, we need to help this girl rather than just keep on getting at her and getting at her. So to see her now, bro, it's sad. It's sad, bro. It's heartbreaking, bro. But in regards to her dad and controlling her money, bro, give her a pee, bro. That's a disrespect.
Isn't it? Give her a pee, boy.
Do you know what I mean? Like, give her a pee and her children. And her children.
I can because just imagine my dad being in charge of my pee. It's a wrap.
Well, you'd have to go, as a grown man, having to go and ask your dad for pee, like, oi, dad.
Break me up a bit.
No, you're not asking your dad for pee. You're asking your dad for your pee.
Exactly. That's dead. And she's older than man.
Yeah.
No. Let me get a little change check up by a bit, man.
Free Britney, man. Hashtag free Britney.
Yeah.
Where can I see that, Doc? Do you know where it is? Where is it?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I watch it on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube. I think it's on Netflix as well now, you know.
Amazon. I've got it on Sky.
Fam, who's been watching Love at First Sight Australia?
Nah, Shelley watches that, I think.
That is the show. Hey, that is everyone's homework. I need you to watch. To start from episode one, season six, we're going to talk about it next week. We have to. Hey, what's wrong with Australians, bro? We need to go there, bro. What's going on over there? What is going on over there? They're not all right. Nah, big up to all our... I know we've got listeners in Australia. You lot are not all right. What is going on? The show in itself is wild, but, like, the commitment to... meeting somebody for the first... So, do you know what Love at First Sight is?
No, what is it?
All right, so basically, they take. If you're a singleton, you contact this show and you trust an expert to match you up with the person that they think is the best person for you. So, like, they match you up with, like, they take... You fill out a questionnaire, you say what you're attracted to, you say what kind of person you like, say who you are, and the experts link you up with somebody and you get married to them. You meet them at the altar and you marry them there and then at the altar. First time you've ever seen them, you're married. Like, you tell your family, they tell their family.
Where's the catch? Where's the catch?
So there's no catch. What is that?
I'm just plugging the thing. Carry on. Okay.
There's no catch. So basically, after every week, there's a commitment ceremony. You can decide whether you want to stay in the marriage or allow it. So every week, like, they give them things to do. You link up with the other couples. There's a dinner party. It starts popping off. But it's just like, you might meet somebody that you're just fully not attracted to or has different beliefs than you, or, like, it's just not you. But the experts think that that's the person that's for you. And it's just about people just trying to make it through. And they're trying to make it to the end. They're trying to stay with this person. But again, you've never met this person before, ever before. You don't know anything about them.
Are the experts getting it right, though?
On occasion, but sometimes I'm watching it like, the experts didn't do that, the producers done that. The producers just want too many people.
How do the experts know? Like, let's be honest, if we were all single, hypothetically speaking,
yeah,
I don't want to get no one in trouble today. Do you think that you could pick me a nice wife? Just be real.
Yes.
I think I could pick you all a nice wife, to be fair.
I know,
not
but...
That, not that I'm not saying that you lot ain't got...
Well, I think, like... You know what I'm saying? No, shall I tell you why it is? Because I think, like, you would look at somebody like Lee and you might think, oh, Lee needs a female Lee. But no, Lee doesn't need that.
No.
You need a total opposite. You need somebody that's like calm.
Yeah. Do you know what I trust? I trust Femi. I think Femi will... Femi knows. Femi knows, anyway. Femi knows. I think Femi will bring me my Queen of Zamunda. I can trust Femi. I know. I just know. I don't know why I know. I just know.
You don't trust me?
I do. But I just trust Femi the most out of you three for some reason. I don't know why. I just... Something about Femi knows what I like.
Ace, on the
flip side, Ace, I don't know if I can love Femi. I think I could do Damon the best. I don't know why. I think I know Damon. I don't know about Femi and Ace like that. But I think I know.
Ace, I'm trusting the last.
Lost?
Why?
What are you trying to say?
You know why, Ace? I'm going to tell you why, yeah? Because on numerous occasions, people tell me they see you out. They are next to you in the car, leaning on the horn, and you just don't know what's going on around you, bro.
So why does that mean I can't find the perfect partner for you?
Because if you can't even hear somebody in the car next to you tooting you and shouting your name, how are you going to know what I like?
I think Damon needs a dark skinned hairdresser. I think that'd be perfect for Damon. That's what I think. I think that's what I would definitely link up Damon with, 100%. Yeah.
Where from? What ends?
She needs to be cultured, kind of like South meets Birmingham kind of vibes. You know, bare cultures linked up. You know what I mean? That's what I think.
Man said bare cultures, like Birmingham's a culture. You're mad.
It's a Yardie, Brummy, South London, Brixton vibes. You know what I mean? That's what we need.
I'm feeling that.
Love at First Sight Australia. It's a must. But start of season 6. Please watch it. Femi, right. I know you're not going to. But you have to. There's no movies out at the moment.
I watch clips. Remember, I've still got my little BAFTA films to work through.
I watched that new, what's it called? Daniel Kaluuya film.
Alright, I haven't watched it.
Have you watched it yet?
Don't
even
bother.
It's a good film.
Have you seen it, Femi? Yeah, I watched it like ages ago, but I just couldn't say anything about it.
Okay.
He makes that film, bro.
Give me a week. Mm. Give me a week, Lee and Femi. Give me a week. I'll watch it in this coming week.
All right,
Femi, what you wanted to talk about something, something that was raised about people having issues during lockdown or something, right?
So imagine this, yeah? So I'm reading this article somewhere. I'm going to try to dig it up now, yeah? And there's people basically suffering during lockdown because they miss being touched, but not in a sexual way, just like having contact with other human beings.
Mm.
And like, certain man, yeah, are paying. I don't know why I'm laughing. Certain man are paying, yeah, to do like sessions on Zoom of like people pretending to touch them. And also, like, they talk about actually in England and like America, in like sort of English cultures, yeah, touch is like kind of frowned upon. So like there's a sort of a researcher went to say, let me get you like the actual stats because it's kind of wild, yeah? How the researcher went to different countries and observed people in CAFs. So basically a psychologist at the University of Florida observed the behavior of couples in coffee shops around the world. And over the course of an hour, couples in Paris, this was in the 1960s as well. Couples in Paris, yeah, and Puerto Rico touched each other 110 times and 180 times respectively in Paris. So like in Paris, 110 times, in Puerto Rico, 180 times. In Florida, they touched twice, yeah, in an hour. And guess how many times people, couples in London touched each other?
Never.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I thought so.
And so, like, basically, obviously, they were doing research into, like, you know, the sense of touch and, like, the fact that, basically, like, there's this thing called skin hunger. And I just thought it was weird because it's like actually with the lockdown, all of us are spending so much time on screens and stuff. And at the same time, you know, that sense of like, you know, you see people, you hug them, now you like stand back. And would we ever go back to like seeing people and naturally hugging them? Or
last week, I was listening to some radio station and they said that Boris Johnson was going to announce that people visiting relatives in care homes would be allowed to hold their relative's hand, yeah, you know, at some point when we come out of lockdown or coming out of lockdown. And I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, so you're telling grown adults who have got parents that they haven't really seen for 9, 10, 11, 12 months that they're allowed to hold their hand. Like it actually angered me, yeah. And then I started to think about the logistics of this. And do you remember when this first started and there was these specialists that came out and said how many times we touch our face and that's where, you know, we're transmitting the disease because we touch our face. How many hundreds of times a day, and we need to stop touching our face because it's going to be on our hands. And I thought, if I meet you now, I'm very sure the majority of the virus is going to be on my hands as opposed to, you know, me hugging. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be on my shoulder. But and I just thought, I don't know. It just angered me. It just really angered me. You know, that it's just like that we're at a point in life where I'm being told that I can hold somebody's hand, a relative's hand, and that we haven't had, as you said, physical contact for that long, that holding a relative's hand is a major, major thing. Like, we're in a bad place, and we have been in a bad place. But then, you know, I kind of digress, and I apologize, but going back to what you're saying for me, something I did think about is, and I wanted to ask you lot, do you lot think that there's a lot of people that are just exploiting this pandemic and the situation where, because I'm assuming, you know, if somebody's doing an online course on, you know, teaching people how to touch or touch through the screen, I'm sure somebody's making money from this. And I'm thinking, are people just making money from every little angle that they can?
People have been making their money during the pandemic. Like, listen, the rich have been getting richer during the pandemic. Mm. Like, this has been a great thing for some people. I think in regards to the touching thing, I think when we come out of this, it's even going to be two ways. It's even going to be like people are going to be more affectionate or more standoffish. I don't feel like we are going back. Like, there's going to be, it won't be what it was before. People are either going to be like, even like standing closer next to somebody in a rave. Is it something that we did before? Are you going to do that now? Or is it like, I don't know. Are we going to be like standoffish? Or are we going to be like calm to be standing next to people? Or I don't know.
I was at a conversation with my friend's partner last night. Yeah. And what he said to me is he can't wait to be in a club in that hustle and bustle. You know, when there's just bodies around you and you're just trying to get your space. And you know what I mean? It's just like the rave is jam, everyone's vibes in. He like, and exactly when he said it, it's like, yeah, you know, when you're trying to shimmy through people, you know, sorry, big man, say, excuse me, say. It's like, bro, in answer to your question, I hope that we come out of this a lot more affectionate. I honestly hope we come out of this, you know, not being scared to like, because there's people that I haven't seen for time. Like, somebody sent me a message on Instagram, yeah, and it semi broke me today. Like, my pal Sizwin, And he just sent me a message. You know, one of the messages like, you know what, in all the years that I've known you, you know, we don't speak every day, but, you know, you've always been there when I need you, bloody, bloody, blah. And I just thought, bro, this, like, getting that message this morning, it nearly broke me in a good way. And, you know, you just sit there thinking of all the people that you appreciate, all the people that you speak to every day, and you don't necessarily tell them how much they mean to you, do you know what I mean? Because you see them every day. But with this here now, you see, when we come out of this and we can see people, bro, listen, I might just organize a big sit-down kumbaya holding hand session in the park room where, you understand? Ring a ring of roses and then things. You understand what I'm saying? Like, because it's important, bro. It's important. You know what I mean?
I mean, in this same article, they spoke about these people that do cuddle therapy. So, because they suspected that platonic mutual consensual touch that's purely about affection and not the hypersexualization that happens in the West is a lot of people miss it. And hopefully, like, you know, like we say, the platonic emotions, be able to like see your friend and spot them and give them a man hug and all of that returns, but we'll see. We just never know.
Hug therapy, yeah, I think is important.
Do you?
Yeah, 100%. Because I think there's like, I've worked with people and I'm just looking at them like, fam, you just need a hug, man. I'm not going to do it, but, like, but you should pay somebody because you need a hug. You just need a hug. And maybe you don't have that in your house. Maybe you don't have that in your family. Like we're just all assuming that people have got people around that they can hug. So I feel like hug therapy is a real thing that should like should be available in the NHS, 100%.
On the NHS,
I'm deadly serious.
On the NHS, we've all come across
people, even certain road man, and you're like, why are you so tense? You just need a hug, bro. Like,
I don't want that, fam. You see if I need a hug, yeah. I get your point.
You've got people that you can hug.
Okay.
Not everybody has that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I get you.
Hugs do wonders, you know. That does what, like, it can do wonders. Like let's be honest. Like, there's been a time.
Let's not mock it.
Like, there's been a time when you just needed a hug, and that made your day. Like, you know what I'm saying? But not everybody has that. Imagine going home and you've got no one in your house to hug you, or you ain't got a mom to call or whatever. Hug therapy. It'll be good if you could phone up and be like, yeah. Doctor, I just need a hug, please. Or the doctor can prescribe you a hug.
I was driving somewhere yesterday and I was listening to, is it Yasmin Evans?
Yeah.
And she had this bit on the radio yesterday where, and she'd been doing it maybe for a very long time, I was just listening to yesterday, where people message in just to like, because her thing was, you know when you say to somebody, wah, how are you? And everyone just gives that generic, yeah, I'm good. And she was like, nah, done with the good. Like, I don't want to hear I'm good. Like, how are you? And some guy called in, yeah. And bro, he just unloaded. He just unloaded and she was there and she was listening. And it got to the point where she was like, all right, listen, I need you to hit me back up in a couple of days. Do you understand? Like, text me, you know, text the station, hit me back up in a couple of days. And you could hear in his voice, yeah, because you're right, there are a lot of people that they're working from home, their only interacting with people was possibly at work, and they've just not got that anymore.
Ola in the chat said, at the moment, I would take a hug over sex.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lee?
Good for her, boy. Panani all day. I'm smoking. Mm-mm. A hug over sex.
Yeah.
Nah. I can't do that.
Oh, you get both. You get both.
So well, hug for me usually leads to that with the missus. So you get what I'm saying.
Lee, have you never wanted to just cuddle on the sofa and just pull off that?
To be fair, I act like I'm starving. I'm not starving. I get my plenty. You get what I'm saying? I'm not complaining. But you know what though? You know what's funny though? In the year that this has gone on, like, I've actually cried, I can say, about 3 times in front of my missus, and I've never done that before.
Really?
Like that's, I'm just being real, like, never tried to, not like it's you know, like, you just try and be strong sometimes, yeah? But certain things have happened where maybe before I could just go away or be in a taxi or working. For me, I'm always social, innit? So sometimes I kind of just suppress my feelings by being out all the time. I'm always busy, innit? But I've really had to kind of sit here and just deal with certain things that in my mind, like when my friend passed, or, you know, I've been through other stuff as well. And, you know, like, there's nowhere to go, innit? And I can't just walk out. You get what I'm saying? I felt like I've had to just be in and just firm it. So, like, and to be honest with you, at first I thought, wow, do I feel embarrassed about this? Like, do you get what I'm saying? And I thought, you know what? I don't actually feel embarrassed about this, you know? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason why it has to come out. And these are the times, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying when I'm saying I still find it hard to explain. Do you get what I'm saying? It was just like, like I said before, I know in my whole life I've always just kept busy. Like, I've always had kind of known how to avoid certain things. But this year, I haven't. You can't run nowhere. Do you get what I'm saying? I've had to literally just stand there. It's almost like, you know, like being vulnerable, stand there and let someone just stare at you. Do you get what I'm saying? And kind of like when you see everything going on, like, you can't look left or right. You've got to just kind of just stand there and just, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's powerful, man. So I think the hug thing, yeah, for some people, it could be important. I'm lucky that I'm with someone that I get to hug. We get to talk. Do you get? Some people don't have that. Like, I've really missed my parents, if I'm honest. I was thinking about it today, and I was like, when I've heard like some of the elderly passing, I was thinking, right, there's sometimes I'd be on the phone to my mum, and I'm rushing her off the phone because I've got things to do. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, you know, one day I'm gonna wish that I could just stay on the phone for age. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna come a time I'm going to be like, right, how did I rush my mum off the phone that time? Maybe she wanted to talk to me. Same with my dad. My dad doesn't like to cuddle. My dad's a yard man. He don't like all of that. But when I see him, I'm not going to let go. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to let go. I haven't seen him since Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, and FaceTime is, you know what I mean? It's okay, but it's not the same. And sometimes I even justify myself like it's okay because I'm getting to see them all the time on FaceTime, but it's not the same. You get what I'm saying?
That is weird. You know what it is? Because you're such an independent man, yeah. You work, you don't really rely on no one to do you know what I mean, to like to feed you, clothe you, whatever, house you, whatever else. So you're the provider, you're the kind of like alpha male. And we don't really show vulnerability. Do you know what I mean? Man don't have time for it. Man don't have time for vulnerability. Man's got to hit the roads again in a couple of hours. Man's got to do this and that and that. Man don't have time for vulnerability. And I think, you know, this last year has given us a lot of time to sit down and just reevaluate things and look at ourselves and look at people around us, you know. And there's been times where things are getting peak on a level, like, it's like, well, I don't even know how the next couple of days are gonna run. Do you know what I mean? And I think the first time I asked myself, landed and said, listen, you know we're in this together, innit? Like, you know we're in this together. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, no. You know we're in this together. Yeah. If you haven't got peas for this, I've got peas. Yeah, because when I haven't got peas, you've got peas. Like, you know what I mean? And you know, like, at the first time, it's like, yeah, cool. But I wasn't allowing it to sink in because I'm like, I'm hearing it, but I'm like, man, I'm a big man. You understand? Yeah. Well, I've got drinks, fam. Are you mad? Because and then the second time, I'm like, okay. And then she just kept on. I think the time it hit me, we was out somewhere. She said it just randomly out of the blue. And I'm like, and that that feeling of knowing that they're there. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's there. And look, I've got all of you, man. I've got bare people that I can phone. You understand? For this and that and whatever else. But just to be have it be told to you, you know, it just takes the weight off of whatever was going on at the time, just to be like, you know what? We're going to be all right. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to be all right, you know. But I think being able to have somebody around, or even to try and find somebody, that, you know, and I think everybody knows what you're going through. So I think everybody's more open to answer the phone and be on the phone and respond to messages. Because, Rob, I think it's especially the last 6 months has been one of them times. And it's like what you said, like, there's bad times I've rushed my mum off the phone. Bad times. Do you know what I mean? Now, she's just ringing. I'm just like, yeah, well, go on, have a little chat, blah, 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 blah. You know, because people are dropping out left, right, and centre for COVID and various different things. And to not be able to see them on their last few days or not be able to go to hospital and all that, probably it's breaking. It's breaking a hell of a lot of people. You know, but you know, they people have said it for years, bro. Like, crying makes you feel good. Do you know what I mean? Just let things out, you know, and just, you know, just regroup, come back again tomorrow, you know, and just build small. You know what I mean? But I feel you. When I see you, the hug I'm gonna give you, well, you might snap. You might snap. You might snap. I'm not even
going to
lie, boy.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie. I need it, man.
But yeah, for any of you that need a hug, you could also buy a shirt. Obviously, I'm an expert on this topic now because, like, I read this article. You could buy a shirt, yeah, that weaves sensors into the shirt that transmit the sensation of a hug using Bluetooth technology. So if you need that it's called Cute Circuit, and you can get yourself a shirt.
Wait, that, hey,
what, and it gives you the sensation of getting a cuddle.
Yes. And I know, do you know what? I'm going to research the price now. Cute Circuit shirt. And you know what? I'll tell you that next week because it's gonna take me way too long.
All right, that's fine. Let me throw this out there now. Yeah, I got 2 full hazmat suits. However much that t-shirt is, I'll give you a real hug for £5 less. Because right now, my is low.
No, I found it. I found their website. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna put it in the chat now. I just thought it would be funny, but let me see. Oh, how much is it? Oh my gosh, it's just explaining it. They're just giving the spiel. They're not even saying how much it is. £250 you can pre-order it for. If you're a woman. Doesn't seem to have it for... No, there's a unisex one, but it's being modelled by a woman. And it's £550 for a sound shirt. I don't know what a sound shirt is, but a hug shirt, which is unisex, actually, it's £250.
Lee, come we go, fam. Aguida hazmat suit. I got one, you got one. Lee, come we go.
Fantas, no, boy. Does it say Gucci on it? Only way.
Everyday fashion. But yeah, but anyway, that was that. Have you not listened to Getz's album? Do you speak about Getz's album?
No,
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I just want to say, I really love Getz and I love his album, and I just think he just gets better and better every time. And we should all help him get to number one because it will be a victory for those that stick to their voices and stick to their beliefs. And I think he deserves it, man.
Yeah, man. Salute to Getz, phenomenal album. Let's try and get it to number one, man. Stream that, buy that. Salute to Getz. And do you know what's funny? I've noticed that his episode of Cut the Chat keeps popping up on YouTube. Is that because of my algorithms?
Yeah, I think it must be that. And also, it must be. I don't even know.
Don't dig out a young Gets.
When he was at, we were at the Roundhouse and he came on Cut the Chat. And that was a fun episode, man. It was really fun to have him on. But I suppose ultimately it's like, just support the album, man. I think he's got Ariana Grande and Dua Lipa on his neck. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, is it?
Let's not stream them. Let's stream Gets. Let's stream Gets. And if you got peas, Fiverr, buy it, innit? Because it's probably worth more than the stream.
I don't want to put a damper on it, but then competition's stiff, though. That's how you got Hamilton at Woods. That's got Hamilton and Tiger Woods on you, you know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. It's a hard one. I'm still here. Gets all the way.
You know, like, I was talking to my brothers about it. My brothers were like, you know what, yeah? What's mad is what we don't take in as Black British people is that technically there aren't even that many of us in this country. And like the level of attainment and the things that people are able to achieve. Like at the moment, he's sitting at number 2 in the charts, right? And like, we're meant to be like there's meant to be like 1 million of us or like 1.7 million Black people in England out of 60 million, right? And each week or every few weeks, there's someone from that community of 1 million.
Guy number one.
Coming for them.
And I didn't, until my brethren said it, I didn't really think about it like that. Is that, you know, like the level of attainment that we're doing, like, you know, we should celebrate it. We should celebrate ourselves, man, and really be proud of our, like, you know, Black British community and this great stuff that we're achieving in music and beyond.
Speaking of beyond, Lee puts out in the group this week that we said we were going to talk about.
Oh yeah.
Whoa!
Some allegations. Well, yeah, let's just put it out there. I think everybody's kind of like heard whispers about these things that are going on, but no one really has like concrete proof and evidence.
You know, so who did you hear? Allegedly as well, right?
Allegedly. Your back. Lee, what are you saying, bro?
Okay, so there's been talks in a lot of chats that I've been in. And even myself, I've wondered sometimes, you know, on my explore page, because I don't follow any of these people. But sometimes I go on an explore page. I don't know why it takes me there, because I like sneakers and like nice houses and holiday destinations. But sometimes it brings me across women. And some of these women and models and influencers that I see seem to just be, it's almost like they're living this next life in Dubai. And I think to myself, who are you and what do you do to be eating in these restaurants, to be staying in these hotels? You know what's funny? When did showing someone around your hotel room become a thing? When was this a thing? You know, back in the day, did you even take a picture of your hotel room? Now everyone's always showing their hotel room. I don't get it. Anyway, I used to always think to myself, how are these people maintaining? Because I can't even do that in London, and them men are doing it over there. For how long? For months, since lockdown. So I see some people in Dubai since 6 months strong, exercising, drinking, eating. How can you eat in them restaurants every day for 6 months? How? How is this? Am I lying though? How?
Before we talk about the allegations, yeah, like we have to say there is money in being an influencer. Like for posters, there is. Like there's.
Yeah, but how did you get these numbers in the first place?
I don't know.
Or like showing skin for taking pictures. I don't know. Like there's very few reasons.
Are they getting big money for this though? Are they getting big money?
Yeah.
There's 100% money in being an influencer. Like you get paid to post. Like it's a job. It is definitely a job.
You could be a six-figure influencer.
100% and not leave your house and just take pictures. So
I want that job. That's so what job I want.
They are definitely, there's definitely influencers that make money that way. But I think what you're talking about is the allegations of influencers that are doing extras for cash.
What kind of extras, Ace? What kind of extras?
Allow it, man. The extras. Apparently they're being flown over to do extras. Is what extras? Allegations are.
What?
I don't know. What do you? Sure. What have you heard? You're in a barber shop.
I've heard one of the extras is allowing a rich man to shit on your chest. I heard this.
The allegations.
It's all allegations, but I heard this is one of the allegations.
And how much would you get for that?
Well, apparently there's a flat rate of 30,000. I don't know if it's dollars or pounds
or dirham.
So 30,000 is offered And as I wrote, it's not just that. There is sleeping with, say, minors, I've been told. Just doing a lot of sexual acts. Or sleeping with animals. You know? Who knows when money is put in front of someone, what lengths they will go to. But I'm hearing this is actually, it's often happened.
Are you judging somebody, male or female, who is paid to be flown out to be shitted on for 30K?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Why are you not?
No. I'm going to tell you why I'm not. Because we happily promote drug dealers. We happily promote people that are killing communities. We happily promote.
Why do you say we? I don't promote that.
No, I mean people.
Okay, okay.
We happily promote people that are running up in people's houses, causing immense levels of distress. If you want to take yourself and go get fitted on a 50th floor of a hotel room looking over Dubai, do your thing in it. Yeah. I thought about it and I still like, I couldn't care less. Yeah. Because there, as I said, there's people that we promote on some next level that are just selling all sorts of drugs and causing, you know, youngsters to sell drugs for them.
I feel like these people should be more honest about how they make their money, though, because they, like Lee said...
I don't think it's not to do with us.
I think, well, it kind of is, because like Lee said, they're flexing on Instagram. They're showing their dream. And we really know that social media is very like influential, especially to young people. And these young people are not knowing how they're making their money. So do you feel like they should be more open about the way that they make their pee? Or is that none of our business as well?
None of our business, bro. None of our business. The reality is, you know, social media is dead. Social media is a platform, and if we allow our children to consume so much of social media that they look at this, I think that's where I want to go. Just for us to educate them and tell them, listen, the stuff that they're doing for that, we all know social media is just a highlight reel of what's good in your life. And that what's good in your life is probably 15 minutes of a 24-hour day. Yeah, so we need to let the people that are watching this is not real. Do not get sucked in. Because just as I'm going to let you know what you have to do to go get that Gucci bag or whatever it is or whatever to live that life in Dubai, I'm also telling you what you have to do to go get them Balenciagas and go Harrods and Selfridges every Friday. Yeah, running up and down on a pushback selling for this guy. Nah, bro. Let them do what they're doing, bro. Like, who am I?
Are you liberal about them selling PUM?
Again?
So, like, selling sex, yeah? Are you just cool with that?
Probably it's the oldest profession on the planet.
And I'm not asking, and we all know that, but are you just cool with that? I think you don't really care about it. I don't mean nothing to you.
Would I like my daughter to do it? No.
Okay.
Would I like any female in around me to do it? No. But if you're safe and, you know, you're cool with it and you're providing yourself and people around you a comfortable life, educating your children, whatever else, do what you got to do.
I'm just trying to think about how I'd feel about it if I met someone and she was like, yeah, and I was like, how do you make your money? She's like, oh, yeah, I go to Dubai. I don't have sex with them. I just let them shit on me. Like, with that.
You know,
like, would that feel like, I don't have sex with them, but I just let them. Or would I prefer them to actually, you know, like, be like, no, I have sex with sheiks.
You know how my mind
thinks about this? I think both is bad.
My mind thinks about this situation, it thinks it's disgusting, yeah? Mm. But if I let it happen 3 times, that's 3 yards. Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm conflicted here, man. I think 3 times.
Oh my God. You can't say that, man.
3 yards, am I lying? But that's the truth, though, no? If it happens 3 times, that's 3 yards. I'd have to wear ever again. I'm going to erase that memory from my mind.
You know what it is?
Would you be shitting on? Would you let someone shit on you? For 30K, you let someone shit on you?
No comment. All I'm saying is 30K is a lot of money, though.
Hey, Lee, in the panoramic.
I'm saying. I'm trying to shop crap for £15 on Depop, and you're asking me if I let someone shit on me for 30 G's. Come on, man.
In a panorama.
I waited half an hour at the post office to sell some Converse for £15. You're gonna ask me this question live on air in front of our fans. How dare you? My light work. Baby wipe that lean off my chest afterwards and go about my business. Go watch it, No Face. Up in Novikov.
Ace's hotel sheet story makes this his views here null and void.
Why are you not trying to remember stuff, man? Anyway, that's funny. So you take the fake here.
Do you remember when what's that thing that everybody does? What's that thing that you pay to go and see their photos and videos? What's that thing called again?
What? Oh, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Do you remember when OnlyFans come out and everybody had that was frowning?
Mm-hmm.
Like, rah, all of these girls, you know, selling pictures for OnlyFans, this and that and that. Wow, now it's just, it's nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, bro, do what you're doing, innit? Like, do
hey, Richard Brack was doing that for free, though. What? Did I get that wrong? He's doing that for free. I'm not going to lie, boy. If I was him, I'd be charging. He could at least get 5 sheets a month. Easy. 5 to 10 sheets a month.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lee.
You're silly.
Oh, you're I...
Do you know what? Before we go, yeah?
Yeah.
I want to say, can people tell their friends about us? Because we've got 2.45K subscribers on YouTube.
And it's
can we at least get like 50 more so we can get 2.5K?
Please. Yes,
subscribers. Please. Like 50 more, if that's okay, guys.
Share that with your mates.
Tell a friend. I've got a relationship corner. I've got a quick relationship corner. Girl dating a guy, couple years. Girl's got 2 kids. And she's in love with the guy. She's in love with the brother. Things are fantastic. No stress, no drama. Everything's fantastic. He is amazing with her 2 kids. Her 2 kids absolutely love him. I think the kids are like 3 and 5 or something. Absolutely love him. Everything's fantastic. Only problem that he's saying is that he's on the roads. And that's the only thing about it. And, you know, she's been in relationships with non-road men before. And some of them, they've all ended, obviously. Some of them have ended very, very badly. Stalking, domestic abuse, physically and mentally. He says that he couldn't be more happier. It's just this guy does road stuff and she knows where it's going to end. Either him in jail or people running up on in the yard or whatever. So she's asking, what do we think she should do?
She sounds like the problem.
Huh?
She sounds like the problem. How you be with man that's pumped you up, they were legit and whatever. So you thought, like, let me just scrap all the legit man and go to the road, man.
I'm confused, Lee. Listen, we're not going down the road.
All right, let me ask you something. How old is she?
I think 28, 29.
And she thinks that this roadman is the option. When we say roadman, explain what is the road? What is the road? What is the roadman though? What do you mean? What kind of roadman? Is it a weed man? Because a weed man, it's one thing, isn't it? Is it harder than that? That's another thing. If it's a fraud man, it's another thing. There's levels to this roadman thing. You get what I'm saying? Is he a gunman? Does he kidnap man? Like what is it that he does? Like just I need to know.
He's a weed man.
Okay then. Fair enough. I don't see weed man as roadman, if I'm honest. I just think they're herbalists. They're florists. So basically, she's thinking to allow it, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, well, everyone's saying to her, look, you know, guys that do that for a living, it's not good. It's only going to end in one way, blah, 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 blah. You know, she knows morally it's not correct. You know, is this a guy that she wants her children to look up to? And obviously, they don't know what he does for a living, but very few children that have parents as drug dealers have no idea what they do. Do you know what I mean? Like, as far as I'm concerned, anyway, people think that they're hiding it, but, you know, so her attitude is, you know, is this the right guy to be with? But she's the happiest. And she even said that, you know, it's more friends and family that are getting into her ear about, you know, you shouldn't be with this guy, this and that and that. But as I said, up until, you know, now, she's had no problems. There's been no roadman activities that she's had to worry about or been a problem.
Has she got daughters?
You got one daughter, one son.
She made ask herself, what would she do if her daughter brought back a weed man? How would she feel about it? Because if you feel a way about that, your daughter, that happened to your daughter, then you shouldn't be bringing your daughter, this guy around your daughter then. Do you get what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. You get what I'm saying? You can't. That's the easiest way to see it. If you don't mind your daughter going out of a weed man, then fair enough, innit? But if you're going to say, nah, if you can't be with him, then who are you? Because you're bringing this guy around your kids and you don't agree with what he does. So, you get what I'm saying? That's how I see it.
Good point. I mean, she doesn't necessarily not agree with what he does. He's just saying she's just receiving a lot of pressure from friends and family because ultimately she doesn't have a problem with it. Yeah, she doesn't have a problem. She just put it out there to kind of get our viewpoint and the listener's viewpoint on the situation.
I think outside pressures. I mean, I know it does get to some people, but really, truthfully, if you like someone, doesn't matter what anyone else says. You know, like other people's pressures can put you off. Like I know someone that said they were seeing a girl that he felt like was his soulmate. Yeah. But she had a reputation. And because of her reputation, like,
yeah.
Up to this day, he tells me, oh, bruv, that was me. You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, you let everyone else's opinion. If you were happy, you were happy, innit? So what did it matter? But I understand because I'm not, if, you know, I don't want to hear none of that about my missus. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to hear certain things. I don't know. If you man was telling me constantly, oh, Lee, your girl ain't allow that girl or whatever, I'd feel away in it. So, but I shouldn't do. Because at the end of the day, I've got to lay down in the bedroom, but I've got to spend time with her on the sofa. You know what I'm saying? I've got to think about how I'm going to build my future with this person. So, does it matter?
So, but how you feel?
Yeah.
Ace, what are you thinking? I see you making up your face a couple of times.
So, you want me on Beyonce's internet to tell this woman who's got a roadman to leave her boyfriend so that on the 21st of June I can come and lick me down after she's done the episode. Nah, gee. So until next week, rate, subscribe, comment, and we keep running it down till the 21st of June. Sorry, Fermi.
Remember, we need 50 subscribers by next week. Otherwise, we're not coming live. We're burning the live thing, isn't it? Bring 50 friends. Otherwise, live is...
Get out.
I'm just joking. But, like, go 50.
All right, till next week. Peace.